As we continue in Revelation, the 21st chapter, talking about heaven and the new earth. And John, it was beyond words what he saw, so he described what wasn't there. We mentioned that there's no sea. There's nothing that separates us from our loved ones. There is no death. There are no tears. There's no mourning. There's no crying or pain. You know, death is a foreigner. Originally, God made this planet to not be a place of death. Adam and Eve did not need to die. Their descendants did not need to die. Death is a foreigner. It's an invader because of sin. It's not natural to understand death. We have to be taught what death is. An infant doesn't understand death. We were living in northern Wisconsin where I was pastoring in my first district many years ago. We bought 12 acres out in the country where we built a cabin to live in, surrounded by beautiful woods, pine and white birch and so on. Well, we heated with wood. We had no backup heat, and so I had to keep the wood pile, sufficient wood in the wood pile, dry wood, and there was a dead tree outside the window of our cabin. That is some distance away, but one could see it clearly. And I thought, ah, an opportunity for dry firewood. And so I decided to go out and cut the tree. Well, our boy was 1.5 years old. And so I thought I'd set him up on something so he could look out the window and watch Dad. There was snow on the ground. I was going to go out there all bundled up with a chainsaw and cut down the tree. I was going to be the macho guy and cut the tree down, and he could see what a man does. And so I stood him up there. I went out and I cut down the tree and I limbed it and I cut it into pieces. I came in and he was crying. And I said, "Why are you crying?" And he said, "Daddy, you killed the tree." Well, in his mind, I had cut the tree down, so I killed the tree. I tried to explain to his infant mind, he might have been closer to 2 by that time. I tried to explain to him that the tree was already dead. It was no good. We needed to use it for heat. But he had a hard time comprehending it because he had a hard time understanding the whole concept of things dying, that the tree was dead. It had no leaves on it. And later that spring, went out in the driveway, and here was a dead toad. And apparently we'd driven over it with a car, and it was just flat and squished. And every time we walked out the front door, we saw that. And so I decided to get rid of that sight. And so he was right beside me, and I took a shovel, and I went over and found a hole in the ground, and I dumped it in and dumped some dirt over it. And he was watching, and he looked up at me with those curious eyes and said, "Daddy, will the frog grow now?" He had seen us plant a garden, put seeds in the ground, dead dry seeds, and they grew into plants. And he thought, "I was planting a dead frog, and now it's going to grow." You see, death is a foreign invader to our minds, to this whole planet. And God plans an eternity where there is no death. That will be an exciting time, and I look forward to heaven. Heaven will be a great place. And the Bible continues, and it says in verse 5, "He who sits on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.'" Can you imagine being there when God recreates this planet? Angels watched his first creation, but there were no human beings to watch. We will get to watch. That is, the saved will watch God create. That will be one of the most amazing experiences of our entire existence. And "I am making all things new," he said, "write, for these words are faithful and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the springs of water of life without cost. He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the immoral persons, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And of course, that death is permanent. It is eternal death. And there will be no suffering there, but there will be no evil people in heaven. That's good news. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.